Excuse us, sir. We don't mean to startle you.
No, not a big warrior like you. A human warrior at that.
My sister and I are just two simple elven lasses. We've barely 150 years between the two of us.
But we shall never get more than that if Father finds out what we did.
Hush. Do not burden our new friend with our woes. For now, all we dare ask is that he let us share his fire to drive away the night.
Yes. Please share your fire with us. It's so much colder outside of the forest, and our silken dresses offer little protection against the chill of the night.
See how we shiver. We aren't a threat to you at all. May we join you?
Oh, the moon's blessing upon you, sir. If only all of our troubles were solved so easily.
Enough, sister. Just sit with our handsome benefactor and forget about our father's lost dagger for now.
But how can I forget? I was the one who lost it somewhere on the road. Even after retracing our route, we could not find it.
We will find it, dear sister. We must. It will be there upon the road somewhere, or perhaps some kind traveler found it and is keeping it safe for us.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Were that the case, my gratitude would know no bounds. Quite literally, none.
Nor would mine. Even if we would have no other way to show it than our thanks and perhaps a song.
Well, and our nubile elven flesh.
True. Assuming that person was even interested in mating with two lovely elven girls.
Look, is that our father's dagger he has pulled from his pack? Or do my elven eyes deceive me?
No, dear sister. Your eyes are as true as your heart. He found it.
I can scarce believe our luck. Do you think he might return it to us in exchange for lusty sex with two curious but unusually flexible elven sisters?
I think the answer is yes, my lovely sister. Thank you, sir. I will take the dagger since you offer it so eagerly. In return, my sister and I offer ourselves to you just as eagerly. And with endless gratitude.
Yes, sir. Shall we take our silken dresses off now?
Of course. Oh, but one thing. Even a burly human warrior like you may find two young elven women such as ourselves a little strenuous.
Oh, yes. The potion. I'd forgotten we had it. We can't have you getting worn out before we've shown our full gratitude. Let me get it out of my pouch here. You will like this.
Yes, it will give you the vigor to enjoy us fully. Without it, you might only be able to enjoy one of us before the exhaustion takes you.
It's true. We really are that good. And neither my sister nor I would be deprived of the full experience of mating with you.
So please, drink this. It's as much for us as it is for you. You've never been with a human before, let alone had to share one. We want to make you last. So open up, please.
Don't be so shy. It must be overwhelming to be faced with not one, but two beautiful elven girls. Sisters as well. But let me give you a taste of what is to come. If you but taste that potion, I will open my mouth nice and wide, so that you will too.
Yes, excellent idea. Help me with this armor and the padding. Our nimble fingers will make short work of it, and then the rest comes off easily enough.
Oh, my guess is that I will need to open my poor little mouth extra wide. But I can definitely do that, especially to thank such a generous man.
See how much she likes you? You saved her from so much trouble with her father. Both of us, really. So we're both very willing to reward you for that. But to get the most out of it, you need to drink potion. Such a wise warrior you are. Now, shall we get to properly thanking you? Or perhaps I should put myself even further in your debt. If I remove my dress, my body's exposed to you. Then I can climb onto your face and sit on it, facing my sister. If you would, show me what your human tongue could do to my little elven. What's the human word I once heard? Pussy? Yes. Please, lick my elven pussy. Oh, yes. I think your tongue is larger than the most elven men have between their legs. Certainly more fun.
I would have something inside my pussy as well. But even larger than a tongue. At least, if you don't mind my not finishing my oral ministrations on you, dear warrior. I've already coaxed a little of your seed out. But I don't want to waste it in my mouth. So would you be upset if I mated with you?
No, he would not. He's shaking his head if you can't tell. Straddle him, facing me.
Yes. Yes, definitely facing you. Hold my hands to balance me as I move on top of him.
Hurry. You need to catch up to me. I've got a head start, but I think his penis will give you the edge.
Oh, I hope so. But you must call it a cock, as all their kind do.
Yes, cock. I like the sound of that. And the look of it as well. But I want to see you take him into you.
Then keep holding on to my hands, dear sister. His manhood points straight up at me. I think I can just lower myself and... Oh!
Oh, he exhales so hard right then, all over me. It's so warm and heavy.
Don't orgasm before me. Don't you dare. I will be cross with you if you orgasm before me, sister.
I will hold out as long as I can, but perhaps if I help you, your breasts are always so sensitive.
Oh, and your fingers ever so insistent. Oh, oh, they bring my nipples to life so easily.
Now lean towards me. It seems there's a bit of him on your lips still that you wastefully didn't swallow. Let me get that for you.
You definitely got it all. Perhaps later we can share a mouthful of his seed back and forth.
I'd like that. I think he likes that idea too. But right now, I'm the one filling his mouth. Can you believe how wet this human's making me?
I can believe it. Touch me. You'll see why.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, were your fingers upon me, upon both him and I. I definitely insist.
Yes, you certainly are getting wet. But don't wear out our champion with your vigorous bouncing. He still needs to have energy for me after.
Oh, I can't help it. Oh, it feels so good. I just want to wear him out a little.
Are you going to orgasm?
Oh, God, yes.
Will you come, as his kind call it?
Yes, yes, I will come so incredibly hard.
Good. Oh. So that makes three of us.
Oh, dear sister. That was glorious.
Yes, it was. And you are brave warrior. You are curiously alert. Obviously the potion helped you. But perhaps a second dose would be in order, sister?
Oh yes, a second dose. Let me get off and find it.
It won't take her but a minute. While she does that, we can get ready for round two. I've heard that humans sometimes made in the way of animals because of how beastly you still are. Am I doing it right? I'm down on my hands and knees, warrior, like an animal in heat.
Wait, you'll need this. Drink it, please. It's important that you drink it right now.
Yes, drink it. Then mount me. Mount me from behind.
Oh, I've never seen her so lustful. You should mate with her extra hard. Use up as much of your stamina as possible. Try to wear her out as you did me.
Yes, use up all your stamina on me and in me.
Do it now, please. I want my sister to experience your cock, too. She needs a proper... what is it your kind calls it? Ah, oh, yes. A proper fucking.
God, yes, I do.
Well, here it comes. I know you've never had something this size in you. I hope you're ready for this.
I am so very much ready for... I wasn't quite ready for that much.
Impressive, isn't he?
I think we can impress him too. Get under us, sister. Your body facing mine, but upside down to me.
You mean to lick my pussy while I lick the two of you?
Yes. Gods, yes. Do you think you're athletic enough for it?
Oh, I so want to find out. Move your legs farther apart, both of you. Now let me get under.
Perfect. I can lower my head and...
Oh, I like that. Oh, can you taste him inside of me, sister?
Yes. No, you should do the same. Grab onto us and lift yourself up towards us. We can make this work.
Yes, we definitely can.
Oh, it's definitely working. This cock driving into me. Your mouth on both of us. The taste, the two of you, on my lips and tongue. I want more. More cock. More of your cum-filled pussy.
Yes. Yes. Lick it all out of me. I will feast on your juices as well. Now and after. I'll forever have the magical memory of watching his cock run in and out of your perfect pussy.
I wish I could see. I guess I'd rather be feeling it than looking. You already got your chance. Now it's my turn. Keep fucking me, warrior. As hard as you can. The potion will give you strength so it won't hold back.
No. Don't hold back. Do it as hard as you want. Then explode into her. Both of your knickers can drip down onto my face.
And then I can lick it off.
Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way. Now get ready, sister. Oh, he's going so fast now. I think he needs to finish soon.
I hope so. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna continue. Especially if I put my finger inside you.
So not fair. That's very nice. God. Oh, he's going to come. Get ready. Oh, we can all come together again. Oh, it feels so nice when we do.
Yes. Come together.
Oh. Oh, 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 God. That was splendid. Let us catch our breaths for just a minute. So pull yourself out of my sister, but slowly. And let me try to catch all of that delightful mixture in my mouth. Yes.
Enough of that. We need a moment to relax. There's room for us to lie on your bedroll if we cuddle close together.
Yes. This is perfect. One of us under each arm. This must be so comfortable for you, human.
Human?
Why, I do believe he fell asleep on us.
I would be offended had we not given him enough of the sleeping potion to render a cave troll unconscious.
I wasn't expecting to have to use a second one, or to mate with him for so long.
I usually don't have to mate with them at all. Usually the potion puts them out in seconds.
The best anyone ever did was fall asleep on top of one of us. But those were all elven men. And not this creature. He was truly impressive.
Clearly humans require much larger doses of the potion. Especially the healthier specimens, such as this one. I didn't think the second potion would be enough.
I was scared for a while. I knew we had to wear him out by making him exert himself more.
And wear him out we did. Eventually.
I feel worn out as well. Humans are more spirited lovers than elven men.
Well, it was your idea to leave the forest behind, the elven men. They were easier pickings.
Yes. But word about us was getting around. And look, I was able to find his coin purse from where he tossed it. Look at all this money. Humans have so much more wealth than forest elves.
Humans have so many things the forest elves do not have.
Now don't do that. Don't go falling for our mark. We're better thieves than that.
Are you saying you didn't just have fun? Much more fun than we did with elven men?
You are impossible. But you're also right.
And haven't you always wondered why our schemes frequently involve sleeping with someone?
It's all part of an act. Men are at their most vulnerable when they're being seduced. We don't always have sex with our marks.
No. Only the handsome one.
And then we leave them behind. Very poor. But with big smiles on their sleeping faces. Just like we're going to leave this one behind.
But it's a long way to the human lands. We were lucky to find this man, and to be able to plant that gaudy dagger on the road so you couldn't possibly miss it. But these roads are not safe.
We're experienced rogues, and not bad in a fight.
Yes, but look at this man. He's a brute, and he's motivated to protect us. With him around, no one would challenge us. Even the elven men searching for us wouldn't dare attack him. We can travel with him down this road, and then always rob him later. All we have to do until then is mate with him.
Mate with him? Every night? For possibly weeks?
That is a sacrifice I'm willing to make, yes.
Well, what kind of sister would I be if I made you suffer through it all alone?
The worst kind. I did promise to lick your face clean.
Yes, you did.
Should we try to wake him back up for this?
No. Let him sleep. He's going to need his rest with the two of us around.